Calls for changes to the Seoul-Washington relationship echoed outside the U.S. Embassy as South Korean President Moon Jae-in heads to the U.S. for a four-day trip, featuring a much-anticipated summit with his American counterpart, Donald Trump.
First, the upcoming summit should make sure THAAD will be returned. Second, equalizing South Korea and U.S. relations is important. They should also discuss removing the sanctions against North Korea, ending the joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises, and stopping the deployment of nuclear and other strategic weapons.
Frequent large rallies against THAAD, the advanced U.S. missile system, have broken out over the past year. South Korea's new liberal president suspended full deployment of the U.S. launchers earlier this month, pending an environmental assessment, reportedly infuriating his American counterpart. Moon also advocates engagement with North Korea, in contrast to the U.S. strategy of exclusively relying on sanctions and pressure. In terms of their upcoming summit, however, some experts view Trump as the outlier.
The variable that we cannot really figure out at this point is the American president, is Donald Trump. It could be that the summit is very well organized and he sticks to the script, it's productive. It could also be that he suddenly decides not to shake hands with him like he did with the German chancellor at some point.
While North Korea promises to top the agenda, other contentious issues such as the two countries' free trade agreement, which Trump has called a horrible deal, will also be discussed.
Activists demonstrating again in Seoul Wednesday testified to the rift between the two states, demanding the removal of the controversial U.S. missile system THAAD and a reorientation of South Korea-U.S. relations. And as the South Korean leader implements progressive policies on the eve of the Trump-Moon summit, the South Korea-U.S. alliance seems destined for a reset. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.